Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Missed a recent podcast? Well, you can find past ones by going to my website, carltroutman.com, and clicking on the podcast library tab near the top left of my homepage. Now on to this week's podcast. While some of the world's attention is focused on Iraq and the Gaza Strip, there are other places in the Middle East where human rights need defending as well. And two of the places are countries which are critical allies of the United States, Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. And just because they are very important to the United States in the Middle East, well, that doesn't mean they should get a free pass when it comes to respecting human rights. So what's going on in Bahrain? It seems that a significant amount of people there continue to press for reforms in that nation. Yes, the ideals of the Arab Spring cannot be quashed. Shiites in Bahrain continue to press for equality. This country, which has only approximately 1.3 million people and sits near Saudi Arabia and across the Persian Gulf from Iran, is ruled by Sunnis. But Shiites outnumber the Sunnis in the country. Okay, where does the United States come in? Well, Bahrain is home to the United States' Fifth Fleet and projects power in the region. And according to globalsecurity.org, the area of responsibility for the Fifth Fleet is the Gulf of Oman, the Red Sea, the Arabian Gulf, and some of the Indian Ocean. What are some of the countries that are their area of responsibility? Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Somalia, and Pakistan. So it's easy to see how crucial Bahrain is for U.S. military power in the region. But there is a more fundamental power of the United States that needs projecting. It is the commitment to basic human rights. So I suppose that's why Tom Malinowski was sent to Bahrain. Malinowski is a U.S. bureaucrat and Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy. He had the nerve to meet with Sheikh Ali Salman. Salman is a Shiite and is with the Awifofo National Islamic Society. Malinowski was supposed to meet with more opposition groups. But the Bahraini government had had enough. They ordered him to leave the country immediately. It seems like the Bahraini government just couldn't stand to let opposition groups meet privately with Malinowski. This is from a press statement from the U.S. State Department. Contrary to our long-standing bilateral relationship and in violation of international diplomatic protocol, the government insisted, without advance warning and after his visit had already commenced, to have a foreign ministry representative present at all of Assistant Secretary Malinowski's private meetings with individuals and groups representing a broad spectrum of Bahraini society, including those held at the U.S. Embassy. This is shameful. Now, an action of Saudi Arabia also needs to be condemned. Lawyer Walid Abu al-Kahar was recently sentenced to 15 years in jail. What did he do? Among other things, incite public opinion and show disrespect for authorities. Al-Kahir is with the group Monitor of Human Rights in Saudi Arabia. And let's just say the Saudi authorities do not have a high opinion of that organization. It is obvious that he's being punished for daring to question the political power of the Saudi government. The U.S. State Department is officially troubled about the recent actions taken against Al-Kahir. Given the U.S.-Saudi relationships, I suppose troubled is all the United States government can be. Last year, the United States got 17.2% of its imported oil from Saudi Arabia. And because of the situation in Iraq, that Saudi oil is becoming more valuable to the United States. A recent electronic headline on a Forbes article states it well. King Crude, How Iraq's ISIS Crisis Restores Saudi Influence. The U.S. needs Bahrain to project its military might in the region. To protect its economy, the U.S. needs Saudi Arabia to increase their oil exports should Iraq fall apart. But I'm wondering, who will stand up for basic human rights in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia? Thanks for listening, and feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.